Jesus had a number of ministry priorities, one of which was the church. He said in Matthew 16:18b, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." As Christians, are Jesus' priorities to be our priorities? The church answer is yes, we're supposed to be doing the same thing. In reality, the church seems to be a lower priority today. I've never heard of a church with too many volunteers where you had to wait several years for a chance to teach a Sunday school or serve as a deacon. In many cases, other interests have captured our attention for investing in the church. This is not to say that other ministries beside the church are of lesser importance. We can invest in many different ministries, from compassion ministries, evangelism teams, rescue shelters, widows and orphans, ministries, prison, and much more. But these ministries should be centered in the church because that is what Jesus said he would build. One proud man said, I'll go to church only two times in my life. The first time they sprinkled water on me, the second time they sprinkled rice. A person standing nearby said, and the third time they'll sprinkle dirt. Here's a few sayings about the church. Separation of church and state should never mean separation of God from man. Number two, church attendance is as vital to a disciple as a transfusion of rich, healthy blood to a sick man. So says Dwight L. Moody. Number three, it is better to go skiing and think about God than go to church and think about sports. The true church can never fail, for it is based upon a rock. And number five, the church is the one institution that exists for those outside of it. What was the context that Jesus spoke these words about building the church? The church was still future when Jesus made his famous statement about building the church. There was no church at this time, and I wonder what the disciples thought when Jesus said he will build his church. I assume that the disciples were confused because they had never seen a church. They knew what a synagogue was, they knew what a temple was, they knew what a 10-man study group was, but they had never seen a church. This was probably a new word for them. The church did not come into existence until Acts chapter 2 with the coming of the Holy Spirit. But they accepted Jesus' words by faith until the appointed time when the church was born. They had learned to trust Jesus' words as being true and reliable and often prophetic. Why is the church a priority to Jesus? The answer to this question is in two directions, first towards God and second towards ourselves. Towards God, the church is to give him glory. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, the Apostle Paul writes, "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." The church is to be a priority because it gives God glory through obedience and faith and discipling people to trust God. Secondly, Jesus said that the church is a priority because it's towards us as well. Paul told the Ephesian Christians in Ephesians 4, 11 and 12, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for work of the service so that the body may be built up." The place for spiritual growth, equipping for ministry, getting to know God is through the church. When you neglect the church, you neglect your spiritual growth. When I was growing up, I found the church to be irrelevant. It was not a gospel-preaching church, and I don't ever remember them using the Bible during the service except for responsive readings. I thought, who communicates like this today? When I became a Christian, the Lord gave me an instant love for the church. It was my first miraculous experience of God's leading. I have invested in the church ever since. God's program is for the church to be a priority to us. The church was a priority to Jesus, and it should be our priority as well. Invest yourself in the church and you will be a greater beneficiary of your time spent in the church. Be part of God's building program and you will be blessed. Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the church. We thank you for the ministry of the church. We thank you for the fact that Jesus said he would build a church. Lord, help us to have a focus on the church, be it big or small. Help us to spend some of our time, some of our days, some of our weeks and months and years in serving you through the church. Father, we thank you for this time today in Jesus' name. Amen.